Mr. President, Walter Ruther's holding for you on one.
How you doing?
Pretty good, how are you?
Oh, I'm grinding away. I'm just going over and have a dinner with Bob Wagner. He's down to spend a night with me and talk about some of his problems.
Well, he's got a lot of them.
Have you had a rough week?
Yeah. Well, pretty good. I told Bill Moyer yesterday when I talked to him that we had a tremendous poverty meeting in New York, you know. I've got this thing rolling now.
Yep.
And right after Labor Day, we'll launch this thing officially.
Yeah.
Church and civic and really education, and we're going to have an army to back your poverty program.
Well, they're going to defeat it next week.
Are they?
We got 195 votes, and we've got everything that we can get out of the South and out of the Democratic Party. We've bled them to death, and we've wrung their arms and twisted them and bought them and everything else. And that's why I called you. We got to have about 210. We've got to get into the upstate New York and the Republicans and into the Pennsylvania Republicans and into some liberal or semi-liberal Republicans to get us over. Halleck's telling them that they resign from the Republican Party if they vote with us. We're trying, Dave McDonald's trying to talk to the steel workers wherever he can, some in Indiana and some in Pennsylvania, like Fulton and the Republicans.
Well, I'm working on Broomfield here in Michigan.
Yeah, well, he's a possibility. And this damn Leszczynski, what's wrong with him?
Well, he's just gone completely sour. And the problem is, you see, John Dingell, their districts have been combined.
Yeah.
In the reapportionment, you know.
Yeah.
And so they're running against each other, and Leszczynski is acting more like a Republican every day.
Well, now, he's just tough against us, and Bennett's against us. Do you know Bennett?
Yeah. Up north, we ought to be able to do something about him.
Now, we just, those two votes, we oughtn't to lose those two in Michigan.
All right, I'll go to work on those tonight yet.
We passed in the Senate about 2-1. We had 10 Republican senators. We had Case and Cooper and Javits and Keating and Scott and that type. But if we could get 15 Republican votes, I've got everybody. Hell, I've got the railroad boys working on them, and I've got Al Hayes' group working on them, and I've got the steel workers working on them. I got old man Meany calling a bunch himself. I gave him a bunch of Republicans today, and he said he'd call them himself and tell them that he would appreciate it, but they're not delivering. We're just not getting them. We're hung on 195, and we've been hung on them all week, and I've had about five people. I got Larry O'Brien, and I got Bill Moyers. I got Walter Jenkins, and then I've got the labor group, and I've got the railroad group, and I've got the textile boys. I passed the farm bill. And the labor boys voted for it, so I'm telling them that they got to come forward and help them now, pay the labor boys back.
And what about some people in the farm district that the farmers union could work on?
Well, we've got them. We've got the Democrats.
How about Republicans?
Well,
fairly liberal, 20th century Republicans.
I told them might be somebody,
well,
you know.
I'll check on that. I'll get a hold of Jim Patton. And we'll make contact with the Missouri farm group.
We've got Hull from Missouri and Paul Jones from Little Dixie. Jones is in the hospital, and we think he'll be out, though, Thursday, and he'll be against us. We hope he'd stay there. Hull, we think we got a chance to get him. Those are the two that are doubtful. I had Symington in this afternoon, but that's a real thing.
I'll get on the phone again tonight and tomorrow, and I'll work on Bennett of Northern Michigan, Broomfield. I'll check with Jim Patton on those farm states. There may be a loose couple of votes out there, and every vote counts.
The best prospects seem to be one or two in Connecticut, aircraft workers, I told him I'd speak at the machinists in Florida if they'd go to help me, and Meany said he'd get them to do it. Upstate New York, New Jersey. We're not getting any votes out of New Jersey, and there's some liberal Republicans there, but I don't know what unions function in New Jersey. New Jersey, though, has got a good bunch of them, and this damn Frelinghuysen, he's against us.
Well, he's the guy cracking the whip up there, you know. When I went over there to testify on the bill for his committee, he and I really tangled. because he was, you know, he was really being...
How's your strike coming?
Look, I tell you what I want to do on that. As soon as, you see, we don't know where we are until we get their counterproposal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a little off-the-record meeting with the Chrysler people the other day with Lynn Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, you ought to get that counterproposal. See, they work it out jointly, informally. I said, you ought to get that out to us early so we have some time to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he agreed with that, and they're trying to get the other companies to move. And as soon as we get that, I'll know where we are, and I'll give you a ring, and I'll come down and tell you exactly where we are.
That's good. Now, what do you think about my decision the other day?
Well, I've always admired your skill.
The poll's coming out.
Remember when you called me about that Michigan poll, and
yeah.
I told you. Don't get worried about that.
Yeah, well, I
understand that this guy in Pittsburgh is making noises. Don't you worry about him either.
No, but the hell of it is, what worried me was, they said that they polled all the members in his 50-50 Goldwater.
But look, you see, this guy is a slippery politician. What he did was, he put out this stuff to the press, which he said, if the president doesn't pick Bobby Kennedy, then there maybe we have 50% Goldwater people. He didn't have a poll in the plant.
Mm.
This was his pressure move.
Well, now I wish you would put your statistical people and just run a little check of 100. Now, I'll tell you what I'm finding, and it's shocking me. I got a poll in Chicago Sun-Times coming out tomorrow, and they take 6 precincts. And the so-called backlash among the Poles and the Italians, I get 79% of the votes in the Polish and the Italian districts, and I run way out in front of Kennedy, way ahead of what he did in Chicago. In 2 other districts, Negro districts, I do wonderfully well, 88%.
Uh-huh.
But in the 2 labor districts, steel workers, by God, they murder me. And they say that that's true in Gary.
Gary has always been bad.
They tell me that's true in a good many steel workers. Now, I just don't know. I don't know. Now, I've had 2 polls taken. One in Milwaukee is not good. In Wisconsin, I am 61-39, which is pretty good for the Wisconsin. But I do it, by God, largely with dairy farmers who like me.
There aren't that many dairy farmers.
No, but I have an overwhelming vote with them, and I hold pretty good in the cities, but there's a backlash.
That's right. Well,
in Maryland, I do not 61-39, 69-31. I got both of them today. They take right after the Republican convention, and they both Lou Harris polled, Quayle's polled. It was with Lou Harris. Now, Lou Harris got a poll coming out on the vice president Monday. It shows that Kennedy has had 42, and he dropped to 40 the last one. He's 38. Stevenson had 16, and Humphrey had 16. And when you take either one of them out, the other one gets his vote. Kennedy doesn't get him. So it's 32-38, really.
Yeah.
Then when you take out the ones I eliminated, Stevenson and Kennedy and McNamara and the rest of them, the vote shows Humphrey has 54%, and the nearest one to him is 10% for Wagner. And 10% for Brown, and 5% for McCarthy, and 2-3% around.
Yeah, now if you took then a poll of the key party workers, now the people that really get out and ring doorbells and give this sweat and dedication, you'll find that Hubert runs way ahead of anybody else.
Let me ask you 2 things now. I want to ask you confidentially, and I want you to tell another damn human, because you're my counselor, not theirs. And
ask me something in confidence between you and I and the good Lord.
Well, that's what we're going to do now. What do we do in the border states and in the South who say no to Humphrey? We just say to hell with them?
Well, the point is they aren't going to say no to Humphrey.
Well,
Hubert is a fellow you know damn well. Over on the hill there, he gets along pretty well with all these guys. Bobby is the fellow that would trigger your reaction.
Well, I think that's right. Now, this poll Monday...